Okay, so we're continuing with the halachos of Atman, and we're going to get to a hot button issue. And this hot button issue appears in the end of Simin Reish Nun Ches. We basically discussed the basic halachos of Atmana. We discussed the halachos of crockpot. And now we're going to discuss in Reish Nun Ches, on page 59, you have a Mishnah Brura that starts Kasvu Achronim. First word in line is Shin Yud Ches, Sivav. That's the first word in line. Kasvu Achronim, by the small hey, page Lamed. Page 59 or Lamed. Kasvu Achronim. The Achronim right. You guys have it? Let me show you. Let's see. So there's Lamed on the base. Over here. Kasvu Achronim. It's about the same thing in the Deer Shu as well. Kasvu Achronim. Sha'asa likach kli. It's prohibited to take a utensil. Ubisocho mashke, and inside of it is water, tzonim. Vilitchovosa b'shabbos, and to put it inside on Shabbos, the kli, into a utensil, mole mayim chamin, that is full of hot water. Sheyischamim b'socho. So here, the Mishnah Brura paskins according to a taz, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to take a baby bottle, or for that matter, any bottle, and put it into hot water. That's going to get hot. Afilu lo yachalu lovely de yatzel esbel. The shayla over here is not a shayla bishul, because A, it could take place before Shabbos. B, is it won't reach yatzel esbel. But nevertheless, it's aser shizehu derech hatmana mamish, because this is exactly the way of doing hatmana. Kivan shikulo tamun b'selcho, because it's entirely insulated inside of the water. So this would be hatmana mamish. Be hatmana mamish. Avlim cham kol kach shiyuchal lovel idei yatzel esbo. But if it's so hot that it will come to yatzel edes, then even if it's not emerged, submerged on Shabbos, it would be aser, because you'd be over bishul if it reaches Yatzel Espo. So let's focus on the first halacha, the hatmana part. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to submerge a baby bottle in hot water on Shabbos. How many of you have seen people take a baby bottle and put it in hot water on Shabbos to make it warm? So, l'churetz aser. So first of all, the Chazon Ish actually holds that it's not aser. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that hatmana can never take place if you have one kli inside of another kli. Says you'll never have hatmana in such a case if you have one kli inside of another kli. But that is not the consensus of opinion. The consensus of opinion is that that would qualify as hatmana if you have a pot, you have hot water inside of it, and you put something else inside of it. That would be hatmana. Yes. So a crock pot is really not a kli, because no one uses the outer crock pot for, right, but yesh lachgor, according to the Chazon Ish, there's room to be choker, but I think probably even according to the Chazon Ish, it's going to be also. It's not really a kli. We're not talking about when you're cooking two things simultaneously. You're cooking the water, and then you have the water cooking inside, and then you have something else cooking inside. It's a little different than that case. So how is it that you saw holy Jewish people warming up a baby bottle on Shabbos? So the answer in the Ramah, in the Mishnah Brura, is based on the Ramah, who we learned in Reish Nun Gimel, that says that it's only if it's entirely submerged in the water. If it's entirely submerged in the water, then in such a case, that would be a problem of hatmana. However, if it's partially submerged in the water, where did we learn earlier? In Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, we learned in the Ramah that the Ramah said that the halacha is that you are allowed to do hatmana if the hatmana is only b'miktsas. So that would be the Eitzah. If you have to warm up your nephew or niece's baby bottle, so then in such a case, it will be permissible if you partially submerge it. However, there is a new contraption today that Lechura doesn't have that Eitzah, and the newest hack, like the the 2018, as we near the end to January 1st, 2019, Lemisparam, as we end Sarbatevis, the hak of the beginning of Tavshanayin Tes and the end of 2018, Lahavdil, is something called the Suvit. What's a Suvit? Suvit is actually a French word. It means something like in vacuum. What does it mean, in vacuum? What are we talking about? So the newest, coolest way to cook. You guys are so out of it. You go to Israel, you're so out of what's going on, Baruch Hashem. The newest, coolest way to cook is the following. It is a contraption where you put hot water inside the contraption, and there is a something like a taser, like a metal piece that's put into the hot water that maintains a very precise level of heat in the water. And then you take the food, listen to this one, and you put the meat that you want to eat, and you put it in a vacuum-packed bag, and put it inside of the water. Now, why would someone cook that way? So it actually has a tremendous advantage, because it cooks, you can cook meat then at such a low temperature as 140 degrees, 150 degrees. An oven, generally, you heat at about 250, 230. Now, what's the disadvantage of cooking in the oven in such a manner? Usually what happens is the phenomenon, you and I have this all the time, when you make toast, you leave the toast in for an extra 15 seconds, and boom, it's burnt. If you have it cooking at a slower temperature, the outside is not going to get burnt fast, very fast. The heat will allow for a manner of cooking which it gets equally cooked throughout. And in fact, they say the fanciest cooks today are using this mode of cooking in fancy restaurants. So, coming to you, I just read a tshuva from Ramesha Feinstein, where Ramesha Feinstein discusses a microwave oven in Tav Shin Lamed Aleph, or Igros Moshe Chelik Gimel, Tav Shin Lamed Aleph, that's about 40 years ago. He says, there's a new thing called a microwave, which is now it's normal to cook. He says, the fact that it's not in your house, he says, don't worry. It's going to get there. He doesn't say it's going to get there. But Ramesha says it's a regular way of cooking. And Ramesha therefore paskens that cooking with a microwave is an Isser D'oraisa. So now, 40 years later, it's probably going to be something like the sous vide as well, that this is the way, this is the next generation of cooking, of cook putting inside. So Shaila now is, does that qualify as Hatmana? So if I didn't have this Mishnah Brura, so then it's, which is based on a Taz, then I would have said, who said something in hot water is considered Hatmana? But the Taz already said it's Hatmana. And the truth is, unless you say a big Chiddush from the Chazon Ish, it's a Beferish a Gemara. Because the Gemara describes that the used to send cold water through Chamei Tveria. Silon shel tzonen letoch ama shel chamin, says the Gemara on the bottom of Lamiches in Maseches Shabbos. So therefore, we see that there is Hatmana in water, because the Chamei Tveria was water. So there is Hatmana. The Gemara says, later on in the Gemara, that's Aser based on Hatmana. Boom! So what do you see? You have an Aser Hatmana. So what's the story with the Suvit? Oh. So bottom line. There's a lot of give and take, but I'll give you the bottom line. Bottom line, what I saw some poskim say, halacha lemaisa. Should I give you the svara that I saw some poskim say that I don't think is correct? You want also the svara? Okay, I saw some poskim say the following svara. They said that what's the halacha about cooking kishka wrapped in silver foil on Erev Shabbos, you put in that silver foil, inside a chalon. So is that considered a problem of Hatmana? So Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Ches writes as follows. Minchas Yitzchak writes that it could very well be that's not called Hatmana, because you're cooking the kishka, Erev Shabbos you put in, with the chalent. So it says that Minchas Yitzchak a sharp svara. And the Chazon Ish says something very similar, although we pointed out the Chazon Ish has a different shita. Minchas Yitzchak says, that's not called Hatmana. You're cooking two things in one big pot. They're not, the kishka is not in a pot, which is in the chalent. You've got this one big pot that's cooking. By the way, the Chazon Ish had that similar svara and said you can never have hatmana into a pot. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that it doesn't go that far. You can never have hatmana with one big pot. But in the case of where you have the cholent with the kishka, then for sure you have a case of hatmana of bishul in one big pot. So hence was coined the phrase that's not called hatmana if it's derech bishul. So some wanted to suggest that's this case here. You have the sous vide container that's holding the water, that's holding the chadgadya, that's holding the bag, that's holding the meat. So then in such a case, you have one big pot. So I thought that svara was incorrect. Why? Because when it comes to the case of the cholent, there you're cooking the cholent because you want the cholent, you want to eat the cholent. Over here, clearly you're cooking the hot water. You're not interested in the hot water. So then in such a case, it's hard for me to believe that the water is not simply a davar ha-matvin. Oh, so that's svara, even though in Toronto they suggested such a svara. Lania's diet, that svara is not correct. However, there was another svara. By the way, I'm indebted to Rav Arya Leibowitz, who sent one of my talmidim, who sent to me, and then I discussed it with Rav Arya when he was here. Ad kan I discussed with Rav Arya. The next thing I didn't discuss, I told him at the time that I thought it was L'chumra. But then there's another svara. Another svara I think works. Remember we had a discussion from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zetzal. We had a discussion from Rav Shlomo Zalman about whether it's permissible to put your kugel inside of the cholent and wrap it in silver foil. Isn't that an issue of hatmana? And Rav Shlomo Zalman said if the only reason you're wrapping it in the silver foil is to separate from the kugel and the cholent, then he disagreed with Rav Yashiv Zatzal, who said that you have to put holes into the silver foil. Why? He says there's no need to even put holes. Why? Because the silver foil is just there to separate. Your intention is not to be matmin the kugel inside of the cholent. You want them in one dish together, everything together in one dish. What's it there for? It's there because you don't want them to be mixed up. Okay? Where do you have this? For those who have Rav Nemtzal's Mishnah Berurah, we made reference to this. This appears in Reish Nun Zayin Beis. In Reish Nun Zayin Beis, we learned that the halacha is that if you're doing hatmana to protect it from the achbarim, the halacha is that it's mutter. And Rav Nemtzal taught us that halacha is applies as well. It's actually in the new editions of the Yitzchak Yichor. I have the old edition here. Rav Nevinsal quotes from Shlomo Zalman. The Dirshu also has it from Shlomo Zalman as well. That if you're doing it simply to separate the two, then such a case it's mutter. And this I heard from Nevinsal about 5 years ago. That it dawned on me. Maybe when my wife puts the cholent in the kugel in the silver foil into the cholent, that's going to be atmana. He said no, because if it's being done to separate, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so this is in regards to Shlomo Zalman's heter. And now I'm going to try to take it back to sous vide. But before I take it back to sous vide, I'll take your questions. Yeah. Oh, very good. So that's what one of the Talmidim was ma'orer. That you see from here, it's mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Beis, in Reish Nun Zayin Beis, that the halacha is that when it comes to hatmana, we don't say psik reisha. It's mefurish. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, it's mefurish. That the only time hatmana is aser is if your intention is to be matmin. But if your intention is l'shamra min achbarim, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so atman is going to be all right. So far, so good? They might be the same case. I gave two svaras. They're two different svaras. Two different svaras. One svara is not going to be relevant in the sous vide. The other svara is going to be, yeah.
So, why would Ravel Yeshua, why was his pshat to put holes?
To put holes?
Yeah.
Because he was choshesh that at the end of the day, if you're putting it there, then there must be some. It's atmana. It's not the same thing. L'shamra min achbarim. L'shamra min achbarim is mamish. Is mamish clearly not hatmana. This already, even if you don't want it to separate, but there's also a hatmana part. Look, I'm a little sympathetic for Shlomo Zalman's position, but
and poking holes would therefore
makes it that you're now. Yeah, it opens it up. Correct. Oh. So Lania's daiti, I thought, and this. This kuntris that Rav Leibowitz sent my Talmud also says a svara, and this I like, says that you could evoke Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara with a sous vide. I like it with one caveat. That what? that why are you putting it in a bag? You're putting it in the bag because you don't want it in the water. You're not putting it in the bag because you want the bag to be a kedera for it. So therefore, what's around it is insulating it. You're putting it because you just don't want it in the water. Just like Lashon Rav Min Achbar, it's not. You need Rav Shlomo Zalman's extension of Lashon Rav Min Achbar. But once Rav Shlomo Zalman's atzal, dor v'dorshav, every dor builds on the next one. Once we have Rav Shlomo Zalman's atzal's heter, so then there's room to say that we could extend that heter also in this case as well. The hainu, that the bag is there to simply encase the meat. And since it's there to simply encase the meat so that it won't be mixed up with the water, then the sous vide, the new hot button issue, the sous vide would not be a problem of hatmana. I did think of one caveat, which one of my Talmidim who asked me the shaila in the first place told me he thought that it wasn't such a problem in the Metzius. And that is, the one issue would be, what happens if they throw in spices and other sauces and so on inside of the meat, inside of the bag with the meat? So that's what they do. Normally, how do you put in spices when you make a stew? You put in the meat, and then you pour in whatever. You know, everybody's got their secret ingredient for chalent, right? So you pour in all these different secret ingredients. I'll never forget that there was one time that my wife and I were dorm parents in a college for Orthodox kids, but they weren't so serious. That was how we put ourselves through kolo. So one time they said to my wife, we're going to make the chalent this way. They used to eat by our... My wife's a tzaddikus. At age 19, she was already having a guest of about 15, 20 boys around at our table every Shabbos. So they said, Rebbetzin, your chalent is great, but this week we want to make the chalent. So what did they do? They thought that the best thing in the world, you can see a lot about these guys, was that if you like get drunk from the chalent. So they put the beer, beer in the chalent. That was their secret ingredient. My wife had this fancy French wine. They put in gallons of beer. And they insisted in making the chalent. Our house reeked the whole Shabbos. Anyhow, so different people put in different spices. They put in different spices into the food. So there, you put into the hot water. You put in the hot water, and then boom, fine. But what if you put in the spices inside the bag? Oh, so now I'm not so convinced that the bag is just simply preventing it from going into the water. Maybe the bag now becomes something like a kedera. If the bag becomes something like a kedera, then it goes back to hot water. To which my Talmud Rav Adam Simon thought, no, that the reason you put it in the bag is not because you want it to be dafka there. It's just that, again, you don't want it to go into the water because you want it to cook locally. The nafkamina is going to be, what happens if you put in more spices or less spices into water versus in the bag? If you would put in the same of the ratio, so then in such a case, Lania's daiti, then he's right. If it would be a different ratio, then the bag is doing something else than the water would do, then the chura, the halacha would be that it should be different. Why would the ratio make a difference? Because the question now is it the exact same thing you're putting in the water? Or is the container doing something? Is the plastic bag doing something? Normally you put spices in the water, right?
If you're making like some...
Right. So the whole argument is that this is exactly cooking in the water. And it's just that you don't want to mix them up. So then prove it to me. If you're going to put the same amount of spices in, so then you're telling the truth. But the moment in which the ratio is changing, so then it is a little bit of a kedera now. Then it is different, and then maybe there's room to say that there's atmana. But my Talmud says that my heter still stands, and therefore, if he's right about the Metzius, the Metzius Daiti, the odds are that my in-laws, my daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws will be using this thing on Shabbos. And Mirza Shen, it could very well be by the time you're married already, you'll be using it on Shabbos. So you learned here that at the last few days of 2018, according to our Svara, it's mutter. We'll see what the Beis Medrash says. Now all the Kailim in the world are hacking about this. Everybody. We'll see. Let the chips fall where they may.
What about if it's less? What about if you put in less in the bag?